Cops or counselors? Where? Classrooms. Yeah, that's the debate, folks. Should schools be investing money in cops or counselors? You know, I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say about that.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Well, is that the only choice? Police officers, school counselors? This is the thing. We already know that there are many more police officers in certain schools. Schools where there are more black and brown children and schools where there are more low-income children, because the Department of Education, you know, every 2 years it issues, the Office of Civil Rights issues a report that talks about what is education like for kids, what kind of their classes do they have, access to teachers, what kind of, very important to me, what kind of discipline they're getting. And the newest report just came out, but the one prior to this showed, first of all, that there were police in lower-income, in schools in poorer neighborhoods and schools with black and brown kids and fewer counselors, but also that kids had less rigorous classes, they had larger class sizes, and most worrisome to me, much more severe discipline. And as an early childhood educator, it was alarming for me to read in the earlier report and now this new report, which shows the same patterns, and that is that even at the preschool level, children of color and low-income kids are getting suspended at very high rates compared to white kids, and that pattern holds up through school. So that is a profound inequity that we're seeing, and we're seeing it start with really little kids. In the report that I read, the one previous to this one, and I don't think there's not much of a change, there were 8,000 children, more than 8,000 pre-K kids, preschoolers, suspended at least once in one school year. What could prompt a teacher to suspend a preschooler? I can't even fathom it. But they were mostly little boys, black boys. It's alarming to me. It's, okay, is it racism? Is it cultural differences? Is it repressive schools that are asking kids to sit still when they developmentally can't? You know, what are the factors that are creating these discipline situations? But we're starting children off when they're little, and this pattern, as I said, holds through school, to hate school, to feel alienated from school, to feel, you know, distance from teachers instead of having good, strong, caring relationships with them, which might make kids want to come to school. The police in schools is one piece of a much more troubling profile of all of our schools in general in low-income neighborhoods with children of color.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.